Well, we're through the wintertime, into the springtime, heading for the summer. We're through 2 years of COVID. It's been quite an amazing 2 years in general, and quite actually a lonely 2 years in general, because we've missed a lot of what we became accustomed to. And we have to get back into the roles of getting out and enjoying ourselves, yes, enjoying ourselves safely, but still enjoying the things that our Northwest Corner and Tri-State region has to offer. And one of those big things that the Northwest Corner and Tri-State region has to offer is the Sharon Playhouse. So right now, I'm going to bring in the director of the associate artistic director and the director of education, Michael Kevin Baldwin, to join us. Michael, nice to speak to you today.
Nice to speak to you as well, Marshall. It always is.
All right, so now you've had feet on the ground there for a while now, going through with lots of different things that you've been involved in with the Playhouse. Talk a little bit about your introduction again to the Playhouse and what's been going on with you since you've been there, and the different things that you've been involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I grew up in Salisbury, and I was thrilled to come onto the staff of the Playhouse a year and a half ago. And it was a big initiative by the board and by the staff at the time to build out our educational programming and to really with a goal of expanding what the Playhouse does to a more year-round theater. And so, yes, as Robert Levenstein and Alan Wager did incredible work in over the 4 years that they were here. They left us and have headed to California. They left in November. And so we miss them, but I'm thrilled to say that we have some new staff members, and right now we are really moving and grooving with a staff of five and an amazing board of directors. And we are ready for an incredible upcoming 2022 season. And a
I think
big part of it. Yeah, go for it,
I just
Marshall.
wanted to butt in here for a second, because I think bringing you on as an associate artistic director and bringing in all the youth and everything, the major thing that businesses have to do to survive is to build their base. And the way you build your base around here is to attract younger people like yourself, Michael. You started off performing, and before you know it, now this is what you're doing, and this is what I think the Sharon Playhouse can do. Its best is to bring young energy into the Playhouse and have that young energy grow and blossom, and the Playhouse grows and blossoms.
I completely agree. I knew that there was a need and a want for some more educational programming in terms of, the performing arts in this area, and myself being a product of the area and growing up wanting that. And what has happened over the past couple of years in terms of us creating these opportunities for honestly, theater artists of all ages to come to the Playhouse and take classes or participate in local productions or Writer's Playground, which is a local playwriting show that we're producing. So I it's been so unbelievably satisfying to not only know that there's interest out there, but to have this sort of wonderful onslaught of community engagement surrounding our educational programming. It's just
Well,
been thrilling.
it's and I think in the year and a half to 2 years with the pandemic, I think it's helped also keep the Sharon Playhouse in the forefront and in the minds of not only the people that attend what you're doing there, but also the general public that really has a taste to get back to normal and to get back to enjoying themselves in the theater.
Yeah. And so a big part of that has been, looking at what our needs are and how we can have, the staff here on the ground, on site at the Playhouse to achieve our mission, which is to be a teaching theater and to be a theater for the community. And I'm so thrilled to say we've brought on an incredible gentleman named Justin Becido, who has his own history with the Sharon Playhouse. So he is now our interim artistic director. And he and I have been working very closely to make a plan for the summer. And he's here with us today. And I'm excited to introduce him. And many people know him, but I know that this summer many people are going to meet him also for the first time and see his incredible talents. So, Hi, Justin.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
It's nice to meet you, Justin. We're meeting over Zoom, but sooner or later we'll meet face to face. Well, Justin, a little bit of background for you, for the people that are listening now, how you got interested in theater and how theater has evolved with you over the years.
Yeah, I've been in the theater industry for over 30 years. I started as a child actor when I was about 11 years old. And so saw that whole side of the industry, which is an interesting one. And as I graduated high school, I decided to move straight to New York, and I began as a performer, and then sort of gravitated towards more creative team side of things. I started working as a choreographer and as a director, and then I was really interested in building something of my own, and so I started a theater company in 2003, and I was the executive producer of that theater company for 15 years. And I think what's interesting about my background with that theater group is that the company produced all types of work: plays, new plays, musicals, musical revivals, dance concerts, cabarets, one-person shows. And so coming into the Sharon Playhouse, I kind of feel like I'm back in that playground again in many ways, because the Sharon Playhouse does have such a variety of offerings. So that's really where my background came from, and I was introduced to the Playhouse. I was a choreographer in 2018 and 2019. I choreographed the production of Anything Goes, and then I choreographed the production of Crazy for You in 2019, and I also starred as Bobby Childs in Crazy for You. So that's sort of how I found my way to the Sharon Playhouse. It was actually Alan and Robert, who I had known prior, and they were the ones who brought me in.
It's a great story, and it shows really what the Sharon Playhouse once was and has now become, which is a playhouse that can inspire the young, inspire the people that want to get involved, also help the people that already are in the arts, and also bring in some talent to work with those people. And the bottom line is that Sharon, Connecticut, without the Sharon Playhouse, is almost like a city missing half of its lights, or Broadway lights being off. Really, Sharon Playhouse is such an important asset. It's good to see somebody come in like yourself that has some background here in Sharon at the Sharon Playhouse, and also with Michael. Michael, have you guys put together any formulation for the upcoming season?
We have, yeah. We're, you know, Marshall, hearing you describe the Sharon Playhouse, it warms my heart. And we're thrilled to really be looking at sort of multiple ways that we can entertain and also challenge and excite our community. So we have an incredible main stage season, starting with Fabulous Fanny. Justin, you want to talk a little bit about Fabulous Fanny?
Thank you, Michael. Yes. So this is going to be a one night event on July 2nd at the Playhouse. And a colleague of mine, her name is Kimberly Faye Greenberg. She's been playing Fanny Bryce forever. She's a fantastic performer. And she appeared as Fanny Bryce off Broadway in a show called One Night with Fanny Bryce, and then went on to create her own show known as Fabulous Fanny, which is the one that we'll be also presenting. And she's been traveling the country with this show. She really grabs Fanny Bryce's essence, her voice, her quality. And I'm just excited because, you know, so much happening with Funny Girl reopening on Broadway. And that character and that story is so iconic. And I think has some resonance today in today's world. So I'm excited for Fanny Bryce's story to be told through the eyes of Kimberly Faye Greenberg at the Playhouse.
And I see Guys and Dolls is also on the agenda for this year.
That's right. Yep. From July 29th until August 14th, we are running the amazing musical theater classic Guys and Dolls. And Justin's going to be spearheading that production, and he has a pretty incredible take on it. So Justin, tell him about that.
Well, I've just always really wanted to turn Guys and Dolls into a full-blown tap musical. There's something about tap dancing actually being part of the narrative of the story that I've always been interested in. Obviously, there's a showmanship to Guys and Dolls in general with the Hot Box Club and so many of those things. But I'm working with an associate choreographer. Her name is Dani Champagne. And we are trying to incorporate more of the rhythm tap style that I think is more of the history of tap dance into this musical. So not losing the Broadway musical theater genre, but infusing it with more rhythm tap, and we've collected quite a talented cast for this production. So audiences are going to see, hopefully for the first time, a all tapping musical version of Guys and Dolls.
Now, who's going to explain Sheer Madness to me?
Michael, you should definitely explain Sheer Madness. I'm very excited about this production, but I'm going to let Michael take the lead on this one.
Yeah, so Sheer Madness, Marshall, it's a show that I have a lot of history with, and it's finally coming to the Sharon Playhouse. We've been talking about doing it for a few years now, and COVID hit, and this is just kind of the perfect show for the Sharon Playhouse for a number of reasons. We run, I just want to get the dates out there, it's August 27th to September 11th, and this show is set in a hair salon, and it is localized to wherever the show is happening, and it happens in the present day. So in other words, this is going to be a hair salon called Sheer Madness in Sharon, Connecticut. And what happens is there's a murder happens upstairs, and it's a six-person cast, and it's the ultimate whodunit. But the coolest thing about this show, not only is it well written and sharp and funny, but as I said, it gets localized. So in other words, the characters live in the area. So one character might be from Amenia, another character might be from Salisbury, another character might be from Great Barrington. We have local businesses will be mentioned. We need a radio announcer, so I was going to ask you if you might be interested in doing that. There's so many cool things that happen in this show that are particular to our area. And so our audiences will not only come in, get to solve a murder, laugh a whole bunch, but also get to see their beloved community represented on stage in many ways.
We're speaking to both Michael and Justin from the Sharon Playhouse, and the wrap up of the season, I think, is a little surprise, but is a significant production, and that is A Raisin in the Sun.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're incredibly excited about this, and we'll be presenting this in the Bach, our secondary flex space, and the Sharon Playhouse has made a commitment over the past 2 years to really expanding and diversifying the stories that we tell. And so the board and our artistic committee sat down and we looked at a bunch of options and we came to this classic piece of the American theater by Lorraine Hansberry, A Raisin in the Sun. And we are bringing in a fabulous director and exploring a fabulous creative team to come in and tell this story that not only is timeless, but also something that I think will be really valuable for our community to come in and partake in.
All right. Now, I want to give one quick plug. You've got an event coming up at the Bach on May 14th, right?
That is correct. Yes. We are doing Marie Antoinette by David Adjmi, and it will star Lauren Ambrose, Tony Award winner, Tony Award nominee, and Emmy Award nominee, fabulous actress. And it is a complete fabulous comedic romp based on the story of Marie Antoinette. And we have a fabulous cast of 8 people coming in to do that show. Some local people, some people coming in from New York and other places. And it's a one-night event, and we're super excited about it.
And we can't forget, let's talk about the Summer Youth Theater just a little bit, Michael, because I really think that really lays the really groundwork and foundation for future local people performing on stage at the Playhouse.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, in the summer of 2019, we had 3 weeks of youth theater. And this year, 3 years later, we are doing 7 weeks of youth theater. We have a teen production of Pride and Prejudice, which we're going to do in a unique design on the main stage. I'm thinking of putting the audience actually on the stage. And then we have Winnie the Pooh Kids for 7 to 11-year-olds. We have a show called Sharon Playhouse Stars for 5 to 5, 6, and 7-year-olds. And we have Shrek Jr. for 9 to 15-year-olds. So totaling 7 weeks, you know, for us here on campus to have 7 weeks in the summer where there are ages 5 through 17 here working alongside professionals, learning the craft and seeing the real magic of theater. It's just a sort of ineffable experience, and it kind of brings a new magic to the Sharon Playhouse.
Marshall, I want to just dovetail off of what Michael is saying, because I just want to say, seeing this firsthand, I'm so excited about the expansion of the educational programming at Sharon Playhouse. Michael has done an amazing job of not only creating these youth theater production opportunities, but also the plethora of classes that people can take at the Playhouse, whether you're a student or an adult, everything from a play reading class to learning how to interpret your song to programming for young students. It's really amazing. And we have been collaborating so well on just trying to bring the educational programming more to the forefront of the Playhouse.
Justin and Michael, once again, for people who want more information, SharonPlayhouse.org. The phone number is 860-364-7469. Or you could just say 364 show.
That's right.
That's been drilled into my mind for over the years. The box office, is that open now, or just is online much more convenient for people to find out more information?
Good question. The website has everything you need, but for those people who like to call in, we have our fabulous business manager, Wendy Prowse, is here Monday through Friday from 10 to 3. And so if you'd like to speak to someone over the phone, she's here and she can take orders there that way as well.
Well, I know we're all looking forward to the summer season. Justin and Michael, thanks for joining us this morning.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Marshall. My pleasure.